It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. There were commemorations in Budapest yesterday. They marked the beginning of the 1956 Hungarian uprising that was crushed by Soviet tanks. There were also more anti-government protests. These are protests against the current government, which have continued off and on since the middle of September in Hungary. About 100 people were arrested yesterday. Another 24 were injured when police fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and water cannon to disperse demonstrators. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
At the official commemoration ceremony, Hungarian Prime Minister Ferenc Urcsanya said the aims of the 1956 protests are different from the needs of Hungary today.
The Hungary of 50 years ago proclaimed to the world that it wished to be free, and it was ready to fight for this freedom, to fight with arms, blood, and lives. The battle at the time failed. Today's Hungary is about a different type of fight, about creating a democratic order.
Many of the protesters on the streets would agree with his words, but would add that the socialist prime minister is not the one to lead them. Urcsanya has faced protesters outside parliament over the past month, ever since a tape of a speech he gave at a party conference after April elections was made public. On the tape, he said he and his party had steadily lied about the state of the economy. He also said they must stop lying and implement painful policies to overhaul health care, pensions, and education.
Hungarians don't tolerate liars.
46-year-old Cornelia Adorian narrows her eyes when she says that. Her husband, Tash Adorian, says there's one key connection between these protests and the 1956 uprising.
We learned many things about 1956 from our parents, and we've grown up in a family where we never believed that what the government was saying.
The Adorians came to Budapest from their home an hour south for the anniversary celebrations. They stayed for an afternoon opposition rally that attracted about 100,000 people. That was peaceful, but as it broke up, protesters and police clashed. Police used rubber bullets, tear gas, and water cannon. At one point, protesters seized a Soviet-era tank that was on display for the commemorations and drove it through the streets until confronted by police. By 1 o'clock in the morning, several hundred protesters, mostly young, some with Hungarian flags, still hung around downtown Budapest behind impromptu barriers of construction material. At least one protester threw a brick toward police, who were about a block away. A few minutes later, the police filled the area with stinging tear gas. Protesters ran down dark streets. Police soon followed, small groups jogging in blue suits with riot helmets. By this morning, tear gas still hung in the air, but the barricades were down and traffic had returned to normal. Andrea, a worker sweeping up, said she doesn't think the prime minister should step down.
The government should think over what it's doing, because public opinion has really deteriorated. But for political parties, we only have two bad choices. The one in power is the lesser of two evils.
The prime minister is intending to stay in office. Emily Harris, NPR News, Budapest.